What makes a great meal? Is it just the quality of the food? Is it the ambiance of where you're eating? Or maybe it's the company that you're with. Who charges $200 an hour for their services anyway? But that's a different subject for a different time. What if I told you that all of those things are important, but the number one most crucial thing you need for an excellent dining experience is music? Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Oh, I totally
in the news today, a team of researchers at Oxford University has spent the last 2 years studying the dining experience of thousands of people, and they actually determined which songs will help enhance the flavors of different foods.
Wow.
Not only just make your experience fun, but it actually will make your food taste better. Here are the best songs for each type of cuisine, according to science. If you're eating Chinese food, they say you'll get the most flavor if you're listening to pop music. Specifically,
so it's gonna be forever. What?
Taylor Swift's
go down
Blank Space.
So chow mein and Taylor Swift go hand in
they
hand.
They do. Apparently, if you're eating... if you're eating Chinese food after a breakup, it works even better, I guess. But yeah, Taylor Swift's Blank Space will help enhance the flavor of your Chinese food.
Is every fortune cookie also read, you'll find love soon.
Yeah,
so next time you're at a Chinese restaurant, just demand that they put Taylor Swift on. If you're having sushi, you should eat to jazz music. Their recommendation for that?
I see skies of blue.
Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World.
But you would think that if you're eating sushi, Japanese music would be the music of choice to make it taste better.
Yeah, you would think. But no, apparently it's jazz music that will make your sushi taste better. Again, this is all according to science. Oxford University has done research to find out what songs will actually make your food taste better.
I'm just imagining What a Wonderful California Roll.
Yeah.
If you're eating Thai food, studies found it tastes better when you're listening to Michael Bublé music.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Fish in the sea.
Thai food.
I just had Thai the other night, and it was delicious, but imagine what the experience could be with a little Bublé in the background.
Yeah. Really, everything is better with a little Michael Bublé, isn't it?
Green curry and Bublé. Yeah. Hello, sir.
You don't really think of him as a spicy kind of guy, but apparently he can help kick up the flavor of your Thai food.
He's like 5 stars, Jubal.
I feel like he'd be more boring like soup. Like,
you think, right?
You want to listen to him while you're
or like
cereal.
Good home-cooked casserole.
There
you Mom's go. Tater tot casserole and Michael Bublé.
Absolutely.
This one is really interesting to me. If you're eating Indian food, they found that it pairs best with not Indian music.
Really?
Indie music. And their top recommendation for eating Indian food is Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People.
I think they should read that song's lyrics first before they say that.
Yeah, song about school shootings. will help release all of the flavors of your Indian food.
This curry is pumped up.
I guess.
I don't know how to.
Again, this is all according to research. These are the songs that will help increase the flavors of your food.
Yeah.
The study says that Italian food pairs best with classic music. And the number one song for Italian food is Pavarotti's Nessun Dorma. This is the only one that actually sort of makes sense.
It wasn't fair to any of the Asian food we just talked about that you're pairing it with all a bunch of like white people music.
Right? And the Italian food is actually an Italian.
Yeah, seriously. Well, every place you go in, it's always like, hey, Mambo, you know, Italiano music. It's like.
Here's one of the weirdest ones. If you're having Mexican food, researchers found after studying thousands of companies, if you're listening to anything by the Spin Doctors.
What?
Your Mexican food tastes 8 times better.
What?
Wouldn't that be amazing if mariachi bands just start actually playing this song?
Right? I'd love that.
Just so your enchiladas are more appealing.
This chimichanga's off the hook right now.
So the Spin Doctors will actually help your Mexican food taste better.
Oh my God.
This is according to research. So put these songs in your playlist for whenever you're eating whatever type of food you want.
I feel like
put it on and really enjoy all the flavors.
It had to have been done only by old white people. Like old white mayo. that there's like, oh, Spin Doctors. Who even thinks of that band to put into research?
I know. Random. Interestingly, the researchers did find that there are some songs that actually have been detrimental to the flavor of your food and will make food taste worse. I'll Do Anything for Love by Meatloaf, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
It will make your food taste worse.
Which is kind of ironic, thinking of his name.
My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas will make your food taste worse.
That makes a lot of
worse, actually. But they found one song makes every single dish that they tried worse.
Every ethnicity.
Across all cuisines.
Wow. Oh,
this song
powerful.
Right here. Baby, baby. Yeah. Justin Bieber's Baby makes everything taste worse.
You could even be eating like a banana and just throw it away.
Like, oh, this thing is disgusting.
Gross.
Researchers say the spiciness of food is brought out by fast, upbeat songs. Unless, of course, it's Justin Bieber's Baby. Then all your food will just taste terrible. No word on like what 2 Chainz music does or Drake does for food. But there you go. Those are the songs that will make your food taste better.
Yeah, wow. I'm just hearing embrace Spin Doctors and stay away from Bieber.
Yes, that's all you have to do. All right, your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.